Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today in Jerusalem is bright and sunny, perfect for being outside. Tel Aviv is experiencing mild temperatures, and down south in Eilut, it's quite warm and inviting. A pleasant day across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the IDF has struck a Hezbollah cell near the southern Lebanon security zone. The terrorists were on motorcycles in the Al-Qaeda area, according to JNS. Also, earlier today, the IDF reported hitting another Hezbollah cell in South Lebanon. Officials warned of further action if the truce is violated, as Times of Israel reports. Also this hour, Hamas is expected to announce the dissolution of its governing administration today. This report comes from I-24 News. Separately, after nearly 20 years, Hamas will reportedly dissolve its Gaza government. This move is allegedly part of a larger plan under Trump's Gaza initiative, as reported by Ynet. And finally, the Hind Rajab Foundation has filed a complaint against Israeli MKs Ram Ben Barak and Moshe Solomon for incitement to genocide. This development comes in from Walla. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24, covering regional affairs, posted earlier today that Egypt is pushing a technocratic plan for Gaza as Hamas considers administrative changes. This move is reportedly symbolic, with Hamas expected to retain its power. David Lang, an Israeli commentator, offered his perspective just minutes ago, discussing local personalities with a humorous tone, although specific details remain sparse. Meanwhile, Hillel Fuld, an Israeli tech influencer, expressed his anticipation for a busy day ahead, mentioning an important meeting with a CEO. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's actions in Lebanon. JNS reports that the Israeli military targeted a Hezbollah cell near the security zone. The army described the operatives as a direct threat. This strike comes hours after another operation in the same region, highlighting ongoing tensions. These actions could escalate the situation if the ceasefire is not maintained. Turning to Gaza, where Hamas might dissolve its governing body today. According to I-24 News, this potential move could pave the way for a new technocratic administration. However, there is no indication that Hamas will relinquish military control. This development could influence future peace talks and regional stability. Meanwhile, the complaint by the Hind Rajab Foundation against Israeli lawmakers has raised eyebrows. Walla details that the foundation accuses the MKs of incitement to genocide, adding to a series of similar complaints against Israeli officials. This could impact political discourse and diplomatic relations. On the economic front, first, Alliant has raised $60 million in a Series B funding round. The startup focuses on automating B2B sales processes using AI, as reported by CTEC. Separately, a major investment is set to revolutionize the Israeli rental housing market. Israel Hayom Business reports that Migdal will invest hundreds of millions of shekels, strengthening the housing sector. And finally, Mindspace co-founder Yotam Alroy has launched a new fund, Pitlane Capital. Y Net Business notes that the fund aims to back entrepreneurs acquiring profitable small and medium-sized businesses, with plans to grow to $25 million. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.